and my friend Justin hanging out, who was singing along beautifully, might I add, with Luke Combs. Wish you could have heard it.
You do not wish that on the listeners. You better stop it. You have the pretty voice. My voice sounds good on the radio unless I'm singing.
No, you sounded great. Okay, you promised I could ask you anything.
Yeah, shoot. Fire away. I'm here.
Your family. Oh. Mom, dad, brothers, sisters. What's the sitch?
Oh, you're going easy. I got five brothers. I got two half-brothers, one from my mom's side, one from my dad's side, two step-brothers, and an adopted brother. Crazy childhood, can you say? Acquiring brothers as I move on in life, as my family grows.
That's wonderful, though. And tell me about the adopted brother.
So he was my best friend growing up. He was Vietnamese, so his mother and father sent him here to live with his aunt and uncle. And we became best friends. He's a real good athlete, so we always bonded over sports. Eventually, his aunt and uncle had a couple kids, and they wound up shipping him down to Texas, and he wasn't having quite as good time down in Texas. And he would call me saying, you know, he'd get picked on because of his voice and because he was different. And I kind of begged my dad if he can come and live with us. And somehow my dad must have been having a good day. So he said yes. And then he started living with us, and he lived with us for so long that my dad just eventually adopted him, and my best friend became my brother.
I love that so much. Dude, that is so cool.
Yeah, I mean, you got an instant playmate that you like rather than being stuck with the brothers who annoy you all the time. You get to actually, you know.
You also love, but.
Yes, you love quotes, right? You love them. But this one is the one that I choose to hang out with, like that I love to be with. And he got to be my brother. And one of the cool things is later in life, he was a Marine for 26 years. And
wow.
He eventually retired from that. And he got married to a beautiful, beautiful young lady, and I got to be his best man out of all the brothers. He chose me, and I made sure to rub it in all my brothers' faces, because at the best man reception, I give my speech, I get up, and I looked at all five of my brothers, and I was like, you know what? His name is Tree. You know what, Tree? Out of all the brothers that I have, you are the only one that I got to choose. So, you know, he started getting a tear in his eyes, and my other brothers started looking at me like, okay, buddy, you know, it's
fantastic.
On now.
Fantastic. Dude, that's so great. Oh my gosh. I love that. And I think it speaks volumes of your parents, because that's a really welcoming, warm, open-hearted family.
Oh my God. I'd get crazy. What are they thinking? Adding another brother to the mix?
You know what? And if I were your brother that was adopted, if I was the one adopted one, I would use that all the time. Hey, they chose me.
Right.
They got me. 98.5 KRZ. It is Liz. Thank you for hanging with me and my friend Justin, who is with me this morning. All right, Justin, you've been cagey enough about your life.
Cagey? I'm an open book. Come at me.
I'm kidding you. I'm just joshing. The Amazing Race, you were on it.
Yes, I was on Amazing Race season 27. If you've watched season 27, you will be very familiar with the green
now,
team.
I don't know the season numbers. Hang on. What year-ish?
2016.
Okay. So it's been a minute.
It's been a little bit, yeah. We got invited back for All-Stars, but we couldn't go because of a pregnancy. But 2016, I had a viral video. My proposal video went viral. It was a fake Amazing Race, and it got the national attention of everything. And they eventually said, hey, we need you on the show.
Called you.
Yes, yes. They wanted us on the show. You know, normally when superfans go on the show, they don't tend to do too well because they get like, deer in the headlight stuff. But we wound up doing extremely well. Became one of the best teams out of the 358 teams to run the race. We are one of the top three teams ever to run the Amazing Race statistically.
Wow. Did you win the show?
Do you want the spoiler alerts?
Yeah, totally.
It's only been 10 years. We won 7 out of 11 legs. But unfortunately, we came in second place during the last leg.
I don't think that's unfortunate. Second place is still good. What? Unless you're Ricky Bobby's dad, like it's a first loser.
All right, you tell me if second place is good. First place gets $1 million.
Okay.
Incredible. Second place gets 25,000.
Well, that's not peanuts.
Yeah, it's not life-changing.
But if you're comparing, yeah, it's not great. But like, if somebody said you're going to do this and get $25,000, I'd still do it.
Oh, I'd do it for free every year, all year long. It's the best experience you'll ever have in your life. The best home movies you'll ever have from 4K HD, you know, videos recording your vacations. But yeah.
I do notice you post a lot about it still. Do you keep in touch with that realm, with that universe, with the people that are still doing the show?
Yes, I'm a big part of the community. I host the number one Amazing Race podcast. podcast in the world for 8 years running now. Bam, bam. Listen, all right. If I'm going to nerd out, this is what I nerd out about.
You're allowed.
So, yeah, I'm very active in the community. If you follow The Amazing Race anywhere online, I'm sure we've communicated because I was a super fan first.
That's cool. Do you have super fans that contact you and they get a little creepy?
Yes. You wouldn't believe the amount of people who send me audition videos. Oh, can you give me a little advice on my audition video?
Oh, that's cute and sad because you can't, I mean, you can't help them. Like, what are they going to do?
Well, you know, I give them advice and then, you know, I can send it to the casting director. But most of the time, one of my main pieces of advice is stop getting nude in your videos. Oh, I don't know why.
Darn it. That's the one thing I was doing wrong, Justin.
People still send it to me and I'm like, that's not shocking anymore. It's like, stop doing that. It's actually an HR violation and they can't forward it to the bosses. Yeah. They're not allowed to.
And it's thirsty. So, come on. Would you do another reality show?
I would. I love reality TV. The families that it brings you, the way that you can interact with fans. But yes, the one that I would love to do right now is probably Traitors. I don't know if you've watched Traitors.
I love Traitors. Did you see that Travis Kelce's mom is on there this coming season?
I know. That's going to be so interesting.
I love it. Okay. I adore you for doing reality TV. I would not do it if a cattle prod was in my back. I would sooner clean the toilets in this radio station with my tongue than do reality TV. So good on you. Lissa here. Very excited to have a guest in studio today. I've got Justin here. He's very talented, very kind. My boss has put him up at the old Plop and Flop Hotel. Where did they put you up? 2-star accommodations, I guess?
I'm not going to lie. They put me up at the Spark by the Hilton. It's like a Hilton hotel.
Oh, it's nicer than where they put me when I was hired.
Got a free breakfast this morning.
Little offended. Oh, you got the Continental? That's nice.
Yeah, coffee and bagels.
Man, that's the life. Thank you for being here. We're just getting to know you. You do have kids. How many kids do you have?
I got 2 boys, a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, and they are everything I ever wanted in life.
Aww.
They are just the cutest little dudes, and we raised them exactly the same, and they're just polar opposites. Like, they just got their own personalities.
Isn't that interesting how that happens? My brothers and I are the same way. We have many, many through lines where we're the same, but then so many ways where we are just so divergent. Like, how are they? What are their personalities in a nutshell?
Yeah, one is have to be making you laugh or teaching you something. So he has a big brain, wants to tell you all the stuff he knows.
Love
or
it.
make you laugh. And the other one will make you just into a ball of mush. He is so kind and beautiful hearted, and he'll come and give you a hug, and if you spend an hour with him when you leave, he'll be like, I love you. Like,
oh my gosh. He's so
just
sweet.
Yeah, he's got this heart of gold. Somehow he's a cat person. We never had a cat. And the other kid's a dog person. Like, they got these weird, one likes red pizza, one only eats white pizza.
You can't predict.
How did this happen? You're the same DNA. Like, what goes on?
But that's so beautiful. And they're their own little individuals. Did you get to hang out with them on Father's Day?
Yes, I took them up to see their pappy. So we went up. We went to see pappy, which is what they call their grandpa.
Cute.
And we spent time up near West Point area. We had a great trip. Went hiking up Bear Mountain. And helped dad cut his wood because he's all about his wood. He's got a lot of wood. He's got about 5 cords of wood outside his house. He's cut it all himself, and he's very proud of it.
And as a kid, when my grandpa let me help with stuff like that, I just thought I was the beans. I'm like, you're going to let me help you weed whack? Oh, this is so cool. Grandpa's letting me help. Like, that, kids think that's really cool.
What about now? You want to come weed whack my lawn?
I would, actually. It's still fun.
Oh, you're going to be fun.
All right. Shifting gears. Totally random question. What do you think is people's favorite thing about you and their least favorite thing about you?
I think it's the same answer. It's how, like, honest I am.
Ooh.
If you ask me a question, you're going to get the honest answer. I'm not a big fluff guy.
Okay.
You seem more like you would be delivering things in a much more pleasant way.
I might be a bit of a fluffer. You heard me right. I might be a bit of a fluffer.
Well, you would. It seems like you deliver stuff with a smile.
It's kind, yes.
You know, I deliver stuff. If you ask me a question, I just assume you want to know the truth.
But you'd be nice about it.
Yes, but it'd be the truth. And a lot of times when you say the truth, you can only say it but so many ways.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
That's what people love about me. My friends always know, like, hey, do you really like this song that I'm putting out? And I'm like, you know, whatever. I'm not going to always be like, yeah, it's the greatest thing. And then they go out and then it bombs. And it's like, I thought it was the greatest thing.
It's a good quality to have. And every friend group needs one of you.
Yes.
Because there are enough of me going, no, you don't look fat in those pants.
It comes from a place of love.
Yeah,
it doesn't come from a place of hate. I just want the best for everybody around me. So I feel like I'll give you the honest opinions.
Good answer. 98.5 KRZ. Lissa here. And I must say, it's been an absolute joy to have Justin hanging out with me this morning. Thank you for coming in, first of all.
Oh, thank you for having me. I love chatting. And you're very pleasant to talk to, very easy to talk to in the morning. You know, some people, you just don't want to deal with them until noon. You're definitely one of the people that, okay, I could talk to her first thing in the morning.
I'm a before noon person?
Yes, that takes a very special person to be the before noon person.
Thank you so much. So before you head out, because I know you have to go, I am going to force you to do a celebrity prediction.
All right, putting me on the spot. I hope I know this celebrity couple.
You better. And if you don't, and if you say the wrong thing, then we are no longer friends.
Oh, no pressure. Help me on the text lines, people. Tell me what I should say. You know her better than I do.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Okay, I know them. I know them.
Do you believe that they will get married?
Man, it's so hard with her. Like him, I could definitely see him proposing, right? I could definitely see him doing it. He's big on family. Oh, his whole shtick is family. Mama Kelce, yes. Brother Kelce. Like,
yes.
Family's big important to him. Her, she's big on breaking up to write a new album.
Hey!
So I'm...
Justin!
I mean, that's what she does. She breaks up and writes an album about you. That's her thing, right?
Who amongst us has not broken up? We just don't do good albums.
Right.
But do you think this one will stick?
I love their chemistry together, and if anyone can make it happen, I think that, you know, Travis is the one that can get through all of the clutter. I think he doesn't take himself too seriously like a lot of her exes. They take themselves very seriously. I think he can make her laugh, and I've heard that if you can make a woman laugh, that she's yours forever.
Yes, I will accept that answer. Actually, that is a really good answer. And that's a very diplomatic way to say you don't know. You don't know if they're going to get married, but you could see it happening.
I could definitely see it happening. And if she was going to get married, she would marry Travis.
Okay. All right. We're still friends.
All right. Okay. Ooh, thank you, text line.
Can I just say you did a very excellent job on the radio today with me. And I know it's kind of daunting or intimidating to come in when you don't know anybody and you're just talking to somebody that you don't know. You were awesome. May I, and if this is too personal, let me know. May I fist bump you?
Did you say fist bump? Yes, you can fist bump me.
Boom.
Boom. We
Good
fist
job,
bumped
buddy.
In the
Dude.
And you do the explosion afterwards.
You got an explosion. Because you are an explosion of niceness. And I appreciate you. Thank you.
I'll take that.